This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Hannity did a great job on Fox News at 2.5 million average viewers. First place. Liberal cable news or MSNBC also enjoyed its best year, wrapping the year in second place behind Fox News Channel with an average of 1.8 million average viewers in prime time. Hannity has the highest rated show. His average viewership, 3.275 million people. And over at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's program second with 2.881 million average viewers. While both Fox News and MSNBC enjoyed primetime ratings increases this year over 2017, CNN was down 6% from last year with 990,000 viewers in primetime. Following Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow on the list were the lesser Cuomo. No, I'm sorry. There were other shows. In fact, CNN's most watched show, Cuomo Prime Time, finished number 23 overall, which means he is the lesser 22 times over. So he's the lesser of, there are 22 things greater than him. And then there's the lesser Cuomo, number 23. Hey, it's not 24, 25. Boom. So they're down. Actually, the lesser is down. But hey, still in the top 25. Lesser Cuomo. 22 other shows beating him. But CNN's very happy because he's number one out of their shows that are losing. So if you leave out the fact that he's number 23, he's number one in their hearts. Got it? The lesser. We call him the lesser, again, in case you're new to the Zeoli Army, because his brother is the governor of New York, his dad was governor, and he is the 23rd highest rated cable news show.
23.
The lesser. We're number 23. We're number 23. There are more people that listen to this show on podcast and watch him on a daily basis.
Yeah, we're closing in on a million downloads on our podcast.
Which is amazing.
He doesn't have a million viewers.
We're number one on CNN and 23 overall. That's the new slogan of the lesser show. There are 22 shows better than his show. He's the lesser out of 23. Oh, it's just amazing. But hey, top 25 ain't too shabby. As long as you're going to 25 and not stopping at, say, the top 10, because then he wouldn't be on it. All right, there he is, the lesser Cuomo, 855-839-1210. Now, the lesser often hands off to the lemon, Don Lemon, and sometimes their handoffs are amazing. Sometimes they lecture each other. Sometimes it's cutesy. It just really depends on the night that they're having, the lesser and the lemon. More people will hear us replay it on this show then we'll watch them in their crossover actually live. So if we ever get a good one, we'll play it. I think we had one yesterday I didn't get to, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Did. I think I can pull it up.
Maybe
fast.
We'll pull it up. The lesser and the lemon handoff.
Yesterday was the 12th, right?
I believe yesterday was the 12th,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I have it.
All right, go ahead.
But what I was saying is that I saw you.
Wait, who just sniffed like that? What was that?
I think that was.
Was that the lesser?
D Lemon as.
Or it was D Lemon sniffing.
Yeah. No, but what I was saying is that I saw you talking to Angela.
It's cute.
And Scott, and you were talking about the name that we came up, and it was Nancy.
You came up with it. In fairness, Nancy. My yeah. name was not good. I had Talumer. And Shalosi. And you were like, oh, Nanchuck is great because it's like what Bruce Lee would do with those things, what happened in that room.
I say that today because as I was laying, you know, taking the Theraflu nighttime this morning, as I was laying in bed and this afternoon, and I saw this on television, and just objectively speaking, I was like, oh my gosh, Nancy Pelosi is a boss. Mm. I mean, she handled herself amazingly. A lot of people don't like Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure Democrats are going all across the country tonight. Thank God for Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's amazing what a few weeks difference can make. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She had all those.
Would you take a day off, Lemon?
On her about whether or not she should be speaker.
Snorting and coughing. It's disgusting. By the way, that's an example of what you miss if you don't watch the Lesser to the Lemon handoff every night. The seven fishes, Rasa, do you ever have the seven fishes?
No, we do 12.
12 fishes?
Yeah, Lithuanian Christmas Eve is 12.
It's a lot of fish.
We have so much herring. So many ways.
I didn't even think there were that many fish in the ocean.
There's a lot of fish in the sea, Rich.
Come on down to my house, man.
What are all the fish? Can you name them?
Oh, it's just whatever we think will get eaten.
Oh, like, okay, so tuna fish or whatever. Because, you know, the Italians have seven distinct fish.
We can do shrimp scampi. You know, that's okay.
But the seven fishes are seven distinct fishes.
No, we're not.
You got the slimy fish. You got the sleeping with the fishes. That's my favorite one. That fish I love.
Luca Brasi.
Yeah, Luca Brasi fish. Well, you know, PETA's not happy with the Feast of the Seven Fishes, Rasa.
Oh, you lured me into this. Now yeah. I'm going to get all kinds of grief.
They're not happy with it because they say it's offensive to the fish, and the fish are people too, and the fish should be treated like people. And so they put out an edict.
I think being offended is the least of the fish's problems on Christmas Eve.
Right? Thank you. They would rather have you bring the fish inside to your home and hang out with the fish versus eating the fish on Christmas Eve. But what I keep telling them is this is... because I dropped the story. PETA advocates against traditional holiday meal in Italian borough. Rosetto, PA. You ever go to Rosetto?
No, but I guess I should.
On a billboard that reads, "I'm me, not meat," is meant to encourage families to think of fish as friends.
Oh, boy.
Not food this Christmas season. And forgo the Italian traditional Feast of the Seven Fishes. If you think locals are buying the message, hook, line, and sinker, one woman says, it's just something we grew up with, and I just don't see any need to change it. You might think PETA has bigger fish to fry.
Waka waka.
But it's targeting the tiny town of Rosetto in Northampton County, which was founded in 1912 as an all-Italian community. I don't think it's going to work. I'm having fish dinner, said one woman. PETA's vice president, Colleen O'Brien, said PETA's billboards encourage everyone to celebrate the holidays with delicious vegan meals that offer some peace on earth to sensitive fish.
Oh, boy.
That's what they're saying. Now, they asked the mayor of the town, and he said, "Excuse me, eh? Stay the hell out of my dinner, eh? How about I fry up some scampi and put it in your face, eh? I make a little calamari, eh? Leave me alone, you damn PETAs.
Best reason.
Bring over some naked chicks to my house and maybe we'll talk, eh?" But that's what they said, Rasa. That was their response to them.
That's
right
the
then.
Best reason to do the story.
They were very upset by this. Excuse me, I got the clam, I got the scarole, I got the clams, I got the shrimp, eh?
But explain to me that bacala situation.
Listen, excuse me, a little bacala goes a long way, eh?
No,
am I right there? Eh?
Like a really
excuse
little...
Excuse me, you're PETA. People eating tasty animals, eh? Am I right there? So that's Rosetto, PA. Yeah. That's the mayor of Rosetto.
The top of the food chain, apparently.
There
an
you go.
Exclusive interview with the mayor,
of Rosetto, PA. He jumped
in
here. Excuse me, eh? We go, we eat to play a little bocce ball after the dinner, eh? Eh?
The show just goes.
Eh?
Yeah. We get the exclusive interviews always.
We go where the news is right there,
I know.
You know? Yes. Any more fish puns and people will tuna out.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for that.
Whew.
I don't know why I read tweets. I guess it's better than taking calls, though.
No, that's not what they...
You should be so lucky to get them after that, man.
Listen, Ross, if you're having your fish dinner, you might want to put Old Bay on some fish. You ever do that?
Oh, Old Bay's pretty good on almost anything.
I agree with you, and as a person who went to the University of Maryland,
yes.
I know the Chesapeake Bay quite well, and Old Bay is something that we take very seriously.
You will
very
get
seriously.
No argument from me.
Well, there's a little company up in Pittsburgh, which I believe is in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh has a little thing up there they call New Bay, and McCormick, who owns Old Bay, is suing them. A Pittsburgh-based company marketing a seasoning called New Bay, B-A-E, claiming the product is capitalizing on Old Bay's reputation. The mayors of New Bay have admitted that they chose the name as a nod and a terrible pun, but now they say they never had any intention of confusing consumers. New Bay. Excuse me, eh? I only use Old Bay on my crabs, eh? New Bay is for the crabs that, like a Bill Clinton has, eh?
No, that's not... That's...
What? Now, KFC, Russ, are you a big fan of a fireplace? You have a fireplace?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Do you light fires in it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to burn down my house.
All right. Dan, I know you're a millennial. Do you know what a fireplace is?
I've heard of them. I actually have a gas fireplace, and it doesn't get any use. I'm scared of CO2 poisoning.
Of course, right. Yep. And also the trigger of the fire.
Yep.
Well, KFC has debuted a fried chicken scented fire log, which I think is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. So you know they have, what are they called, the door flame logs? Well, this one has the Colonel's face on it, and you light it and your whole home will smell like fried chicken.
It sounds delightful.
I think it's the greatest invention of all time. At KFC, we have always been proud of our role in bringing loved ones together at the dinner table around a bucket or two of our world famous chicken. Well, now, this winter, we're bringing all things we love, family, friends, and fried chicken, around the fire with our scented fire log. You know what's going to happen, right? Some moron is going to try to eat the fire log. And then they're going to have to recall the logs, and for the children, they're going to have to ban
it. Ruin it for everybody.
See what I mean? Some idiot's going to go, I would love some chicken! Just dig their head right in there and...
If it smells like it, it must be good enough to eat, right?
Not going
to
be good.
No.
Not going to be good at all. But I think it's going to be great. And if I had a fireplace that wasn't gas, I would also buy this. But putting one of these in a gas fireplace is a recipe for disaster, by the way.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I have a real fireplace, so as a Christmas gift, maybe you could...
Well, fantastic. I know what you're getting.
One of
Although Greg would like vegan fried chicken scented fire log.
With some new bay on it.
New bay on top of it.
As a vegetarian, I still love the smell of fried chicken. It is one of the best smells in the world.
It is.
Gets you through your life, just to smell it.
Yeah, I don't need to eat it. I just want to smell it.
See, I'm the opposite. If I smell it, I need to eat it. So if I smell that, I'm going out to buy fried chicken. I'm the most easily suggestive person. I see a commercial, I smell something, I have to eat it. I can't put it out of my head. That's why if I did this, I would be like sneaking out of the party. Like, I'll be back. Come back with a big bucket of chicken. Like, what?
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.